With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And when we need more information, we find an expert. And that's what we did today. Matt Deutsch is from the Better Sports Network. In fact, he is the founder, former SiriusXM Fantasy Sports, and former producer for WFAN, which means he probably worked with Andy Roth. And so we'll start off by saying, oh, we're so sorry for you, Matt. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hello, Matt.
I'm great. The NFL season is here. Andy and Jeff, I'm so happy to be with you on the mighty Fan 92.3. And of course, Andy Roth is one of the great programmers in our industry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We have a bad connection.
He must have texted you before we started this interview.
No, I've learned a lot from Andy, and us program directors got to stick together.
Oh,
it's so
boy.
Fun
here
to
we
be
go.
Able to talk with you guys.
So, Matt, you own a full closet of flannel shirts, and I want to congratulate you on that. Congratulations.
Well, we both got Buffalo ties, and we got a brace for the winters, and flannel's where it's at, isn't it?
All right, man, you got his back. I would work with you any day because I know you would have my back, unlike Jeff does every day.
That's right, absolutely. You got to have each other's back. We're going into battle with the NFL season here, and it's going to be exciting. Can't wait for your Browns at Carolina. What a matchup!
Yeah, what a matchup. We're pumped, Matt, because we're thinking quarterback play is going to be like. Sketchy. If you're a fantasy guy, are you looking at anybody on the Browns offense and thinking, okay, I'm solid with that guy in my starting lineup, other than Nick Chubb?
Well, I think you said it right there. I feel good about Chubb. I like both these defenses, guys. I certainly like your defensive line. I think that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised if both quarterbacks run one in, though. And what do you think's going to happen when Baker goes over the goal line?
I think he's going to have a celebration, and I think Myles Garrett and friends are going to get a little steamed.
I think that's going to be high drama, and I can't wait to see it. I do think the offenses are going to struggle, and for fantasy football, unfortunately, I'm not backing a lot of the Browns this season or in this game until Watson comes back. Obviously, I love Nick Chubb. I think Njoku's going to be good. I really like Harrison Bryant as well. But if you're at, I think there's better offensive selections if you're going around the NFL for fantasy football or for making your bets. I would go under on this game, and I would love to, I can't wait to see your defensive line get after Baker.
Matt, does this feel like we're back in school and there's going to be a fight after school with Baker? Doesn't it feel that way? We were talking about that this morning. Yeah.
I think that's what we all want. We all want to see, playing for what matters, playing for the excitement of the game, for grudge matches, for being able to redeem ourselves. And we love to tear people down in this country and then build them back up. We love to take our heroes down. And I know a lot of people are pulling for Baker on some side of it, and then a lot of people want to see him go up in flames. So, we'll all be watching, and great drama for you guys to be able to cover it.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, what would the thought process be on the Browns if Deshaun Watson was quarterback on Sunday? Not just for Sunday, but all season.
I think I'd have them, at the top of the division, a playoff team. I'm a huge fan of Deshaun Watson. I think he's a top five quarterback for fantasy and in the NFL where it matters to win. I think when he's out there, you're going to see other people from other teams want to play with the Browns. So not as much this year, but next year, you're going to see people flocking to Cleveland to want to play with him. And I think it's a night and day difference. Honestly, guys, in fantasy football, I was a Jacoby Brissett backer last year. I liked what he did with the Colts at select times, but really let me down. and didn't really perform well. Miami in general did not, but I can't be too optimistic. I will tell you that I am a big fan of Kellen Mond, the third quarterback on your team, and I would not be surprised if he makes an appearance sometime before Deshaun gets in there, because I think Mond can do some things.
Hey, just with gambling just really starting to percolate, and we know we get it here January 1st, tell me about Better Sports Network and what you do there and how that started.
Well, thank you for asking. It's a fantastic time for our sports media industry, with not only fantasy football but sports betting becoming legalized, in so many different ways for sports fans to engage and invest in the games they love. So after leaving SiriusXM on great terms, love those guys over there, hope to work with them again, I started Better Sports Network as a fledgling entrepreneur to kind of create my vision of what sports radio should be, using all the technology that's out there to have an innovative free app that's available in the app stores right now, Apple and Google. Download the app. You can hear our content for free. I'm a sports radio guy, so I believe in free content. We're very heavy on phone calls. We cover fantasy sports, betting, and sports collectibles, which is a wonderful way to tie in all the passionate sports fans out there that maybe caught a ball one day or had an autograph and a memory with their dad watching sports. I love what collectibles brings to our industry, and that you don't have to be betting $1,000 to be able to have a skin in the game. You could be interested in the sneakers, the cleats, the autographs, the tickets. But focusing on what we do on Better Sports Network, we're very big on entertainment. We're very big on fun factor. We like to just have fun with our community. And like I said, we take a lot of phone calls, and it's not just fantasy football advice. We really want to celebrate the passion of our listeners and our audience, and talk about what they like about sports, where they won, where they lost, who they're rooting for. And we're just having a ton of fun. We stream on social media as well, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch.
Matt, let's get into fantasy real quick. If you're, and it's probably a little late now for most folks to build their team, do you like the idea, and there are a lot of concepts floating around in fantasy football, do you like the no running back concept? Do you think that's a position that you can get late in drafts? Do you have to load up on wide receivers early? Many folks think you don't need, you know, to draft a quarterback until later in a draft. What's your approach?
Well, there's still a lot of people drafting either last night, today, and tomorrow, especially the high-stakes fantasy football players. They want all the news to come out before they do their draft. So still plenty of drafts out there. The zero RB theory that you lay out there makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm a fan of zigging when everybody else zags. If you have confidence in your depth charts, if you feel like you know the game, then why can't you take a quarterback in the first round? Why can't you take a wide receiver in the first round? If you feel good about someone like a David Montgomery or someone like a Josh Jacobs on the Raiders, one of those two players can finish in the top 10 or top 12. So why not start with a receiver? I don't think the first round needs to be loaded with running backs. With that said, it is the most predictable position to draft. It's also the most injured. But you know that there are certain running backs that are going to get a strong workload, including your Nick Chubb. So if you want to be safe, if you will, if you want to not lose your draft in the first round, then taking a bell cow running back is the way to go.
How early should you draft a quarterback? And if you're going to draft a guy like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, first, second round, is that a mistake?
Well, I've done exactly that, so I might not be the right guy to ask, because everybody in the fantasy industry, especially the, quote, experts, it's like a game of chicken. They're going to wait as long as they could possibly wait and wear that as a badge of honor. I didn't draft my quarterback till the 12th round. Well, I'm going the other way with it. I'm taking Josh Allen, and have taken Josh Allen in the second round in all of my leagues this year. I think he's going to be the highest point scorer this year, and I have enough confidence that I can find receivers, that the whole league is loaded with receivers. I have enough confidence that I can find receivers and running backs later. I would rank it as Allen 1, Herbert 2, Mahomes 3, Burrow 4 for me, and I would take any of those guys in the first three rounds. But again, if you want to be a little safer with your fantasy picks, you could go running backs and receivers in the first three or four rounds, and then start to look at quarterback around 5, and there's still plenty of quality options there.
When you're looking at the Browns in a fantasy world, beyond Nick Chubb, who else are you looking at? Maybe the Browns defense?
Does Amari Cooper do anything for you?
Yeah, that's a good point too, yeah.
You know, for me, he does not. I've been down on Cooper. He's proved me wrong before. I just think there's too many moving parts here. I like your defense. I like your running game. I think it's going to be black and blue. Let's just keep the ball tight. Let's let Garrett make a play. Let's make, you know, let's let Chubb make a play. I can't endorse drafting Browns high in fantasy football or even playing them. Like I said, I like Njoku and I like Bryant. If you can get them late to throw them in there, they're both quality daily fantasy sports options, in my opinion. But I'm not high on any of your receivers in Cleveland. But I would say this, if for all you dynasty players out there and for the Browns fans, Jerome Ford is going to be a player. And next year, we're all going to know who Jerome Ford is.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Best of luck with Better Sports Network, and we appreciate all your perspective today. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great season, guys.
We'll talk to you later, and we feel bad about you having to work with Pooh Bah at one point in your career. So things will get better. Oh, they obviously are. Look how your career has grown since you've left him. It's been great. Look at that.
That's right, baby. That's right. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Goodbye, Matt. Thank you. Matt. Appreciate it. I mean, if we can't poke fun at the Pooh Bah, who can we poke fun at? He was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.